Okay, it's July 27th at 1:30 p.m. and I'm interviewing. You're
Correct, yes, I was.
Okay. Can you tell me what you saw and what you heard?
What I had first had heard was a lot of shouting going on between the husband, I'm assuming, and his wife. Again, I heard stuff being thrown. To me, it sounded like it was stuff being thrown out the window, where it was just let me in, you know, that type of stuff. It stopped for a minute, where me and my girlfriend, we proceeded just to we with our little boy, we were there talking, and then we heard it again. So then this time we seen officers driving up down to the. They couldn't find the house at the beginning, so they went ahead and parked the car, started walking up, and they found the house where this noise was coming from, or whoever reported it. Up then I was in my girlfriend's room. You know, she lives on a, you know, she's a two-story house, so you could kind of see, you know, what's going on. At that time, I seen the officers with their flashlight, and you seen the gentleman, whoever it was at that time, assuming her husband, yelling at the officers, saying that I have a knife, you know, go ahead, shoot me, kill me, something of that sort. You know, where I actually seen him where he was like, what, you know, with his hands out, you know, with almost a knife, which he was stating he had. At that time, I believe I heard the officer saying, you know, put it down, you know, where they were telling him, you know, wait a minute, stop, you know. And at that time, I seen the gentleman still approaching the officers, you know, where he wasn't holding back at all. He just approached the officers, I'm assuming, with the knife that he had. At that time, I heard 3 shots fired. And that was, again, I guess, the altercation where, you know, I think, you know, the guy must have fell. And the officers, I believe, called the paramedics and was there before everybody else came. So that's what I remember, what I had seen at that moment. So.
Okay. How about afterwards? Did you go out there or?
No, we didn't go out afterwards. We stood upstairs in my girlfriend's room at that time, and we seen like I said, at that time we heard ambulance being called and other officers came, and I did not go outside at any time, nor did I go into the neighbor's yard where all that altercation took place.
Okay. Now, you guys were upstairs in that one bedroom that is on the south side of the house,
Correct.
which has a window that faces east towards the street and then west towards
The
the
sign,
neighbor's
yeah,
house.
correct, yes, correct.
Had you ever seen him before, before this incident?
I've never seen him. Like I said, I'm not there too much since that's her parents' house and we have our house together. I never know there enough to see the gentleman, to know who he is. Through my girlfriend and through her parents is who I found out who that gentleman was. They would always tell me that there was always that he was always causing problems around there, you know, and a lot of people didn't get along with him. That's what they would tell me. So me seeing the guy, never, don't really know him, never really seen him up until then. So.
Okay. When you heard the commotion when you were up in the bedroom, did you immediately go to the window?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And when you looked at the window, what could you see?
I could see, I couldn't really see exactly what he was doing because there was trees in the way, there's fences, you know, stuff blocking. I heard a lot of the stuff was just let me in, and where I actually heard stuff being thrown at the house. I never seen stuff. I never saw him throw anything at the house. To me, it sounded like stuff was being thrown at the windows because you could kind of hear like glassy stuff. That's just what I heard. I never actually seen him throwing anything, or I just seen him pacing back and forth where he was upset because I'm assuming his wife didn't let him in, so he'd walk, and then he'd walk back. He'd walk away from the door, and then he'd walk back over there, trying to let me in.
No, I know it was 9 o'clock, or it was around 9 o'clock at night, so it was kind of dark out there. Could you see anything in his hands when he was pacing back and forth?
No, I couldn't see anything in his hand. However, the reason I say he had a knife is because I heard him say that, where he's like, I have a knife, and where we were at and the light was shining, I guess you could say, in their yard, I did see him, you know, with his hands up in the air, you know, to his side in the air saying, I have a knife, you know, I don't care, kill me, you know.
So he had his hands stretched out
wide open? Yeah, stretched out wide open. And from what I had heard him saying is, I have a knife. I never seen the knife. I just heard him say he had a knife. And it is, to me, when he had his hands stretched out, I'm assuming he had it. That's why, you know, he kept, I remember hearing the officer say, stop, something of that, or, you know, stop where you're at, or don't come any further closer, or something like that. And all I seen is him still approaching the officers. He kept approaching them, and they were telling him to stop and or to put down the weapon, something of that. And he had no time stopped. He just kept going forward, and I'm assuming that's when the officers had open fire on him.
Okay. Now, when he was approaching the deputies, could you see where his hands were? Were they still stretched out to the side or above his head? Or
at that time, I couldn't, because there's a fence where they went to that little area where the fence was at, where we could no longer see.
In the driveway? Then?
Correct, in the driveway. So I couldn't see how close he was to the officers. So I couldn't say, you know, how his hands were up in the air, stretched out still. I just seen him the last I seen him, his hands were stretched out, and then he got into that area where the fence was at, where it was blocking everything, where I couldn't physically see how close he got to the officers, and when the officers had to do what they did, so.
Okay. So you never saw the officers approach or do anything because of the fence?
I seen the officers from the side of the house, my girlfriend's house. I seen the officers going down the driveway, and when I seen them going down the driveway is when the gentleman seen the officers right away and started getting very irate, very angry, and started saying, I don't care, kill me, and he started approaching them. I'm assuming he approached them is where the officers stopped, where I couldn't physically see the officers no more. So I'm assuming, you know, he got too close where, you know, officers had to do.
Yeah, so you saw him making their initial approach, him kind of going approaching them, and basically you kind of lost sight of all of them and then heard the shots.
Correct, yes.
Okay. So you didn't actually see them backing up or anything, just the initial approach?
Correct, yes. I didn't actually see the officers backing up.
Okay. When you've gone over there, you've never had any contact with him before?
No, I've never had any contact with him before. I've only heard of, you know, stuff that has gone on. Other than that, I've never actually had any contact with him.
Okay. Anything else that you could remember that?
No, I pretty much it that what I could remember.
Okay.
So to me, it seemed like the officers were doing their job. That's basically all I've seen, whatever I told you right there. So other than that, I really haven't seen anything else.
Okay. That you're busy and you're working, so I'll let you go.